And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. I am not Sherry Heine, if you haven't guessed by now. I'm filling in for her. I'm Robert Milligan, and it's my pleasure to host today's show, not with Robert Coombs from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, but Laura Warnay from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, our guests today here are the Prescott Regulators and their Shady Ladies, ooh, the Southwest RV Adventures, and the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona, as well as, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You are listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
A chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck? No problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. I am not Sherry Heine, if you haven't noticed that. My name is Robert Milligan. I'm filling in for her, but I want to thank you for listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A. So, Robert, oh, wait, that's me. So, Laura Warnay with the Chamber of Commerce is my co-host. Can you introduce our first guest today?
Absolutely. We have our good partner and chamber friend from the Prescott Regulators and their Shady Ladies, Neil Thomas.
Hello, Robert, and Sherry.
Yes.
I'm so confused in here. I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to be a regulator or one of our Shady Lady saloon girls. So
that's
if I
okay.
answer this with a high falsetto voice, you'll know that I'm having an identity crisis.
Well, today. The people who are listening don't actually see it, but you are completely head to toe, folks, dressed as a Prescott regulator. Is that not correct, Neil?
Absolutely. I have on everything that's appropriate for a well-dressed man in the 1880s.
That's great. Now, I've got a question. My first and really only question that's not even on my sheet, I think, is one that everyone has. And I had it when I first came to Prescott and watched a parade and saw mm-hmm. the Prescott regulators and their Shady Ladies. Is what or who are the Prescott regulators and their Shady Ladies? And to follow up, can I become a Prescott regulator and can my lady become a Shady Lady?
I answer those things in order. The Prescott Regulators were formed 16 years ago. Actually, it was a group of people that were working at the rodeo, and they got together. They were dressing up, and they said, well, gee, maybe we ought to put a group together. We are the official Old West Ambassadors of Prescott and the official Old West Ambassadors of the Chamber. We represent the city in about 7 or 8 parades every year. We have a float. We also do reenactments, Old West reenactments. We are a nonprofit, therefore our the monies that we earn goes directly to a scholarship fund through the Yavapai College Foundation that is for veterans and their families. So the shootout that's coming up, we've been doing for 14 years. It's been an event that's gotten larger every year, and the proceeds from that go into our scholarship funds. And we kind of try to do it on our own basis. This is the first year we've had a little bit of help from the city, and we appreciate it with some advertising. Chamber's been really good at helping us, and we'll be bringing in about 120 reenactors into Prescott. They all stay here. And hopefully a whole bunch of people from Phoenix as well to get out of the heat, get up here and get in the rain. And we will be doing Old West reenactments. Basically what, you know, everybody looks for is gunfights. So that's what we're doing. So it's the Old West as it was or should have been. And to answer your last question, yes, you can become a regulator. You'd have to grow your hair just a little longer to be a Shady Lady.
Okay.
And you have to wear a corset, so you don't really want to do that. And so can your lady. We are always looking for new members. We are 72 members strong right now. And we like to kind of say that we're a working group where a lot of the reenactor groups are not. They just reenact, and we do all types of other things. We have two towns, we have sound systems, and we perform in various cities around the state. And it's a lot of fun. It allows you, particularly if you grew up in the 50s and 60s, where it was cowboy shows that were on the air. We do it the same way that they do it, except we dress better. but what they did is the guys that wear the white hats were the good guys. The bad guys never won. And everybody you knew got up and walked away afterwards. And that's basically what goes on at the shootout. We have entertainment all day. And this year, we're getting even more really differently. We're putting on a fashion show at starting around 12 o'clock that's going to end up in a shotgun wedding, a real shotgun wedding.
Well, they usually do.
Yeah. Well, we've only done this twice up here before, but this is going to be a real big deal. We're going to try to set off all the car alarms in downtown Prescott when we get this done. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So when is the shootout?
Shootout is this weekend, the 27th and 28th. It starts at 8 o'clock, basically at 8:30 in the morning, and runs full tilt without a break until about 5 o'clock at night, both Saturday and Sunday. You can come both days because everything will be different. Each one of the groups that's performing will be performing a different reenactment the next day. So all you will see is they probably most of them will have even different clothes on.
I would hope so, considering it's a different day.
Well, you got to understand, in the 1880s,
that's true. Yeah,
2 or 3 months with the same clothes was fresh.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you did a trail drive, and maybe at the end of the trail drive, after not bathing for 6 or 7 months, you put on new clothes.
Yeah, but as a Prescott native, I'm really thankful that you're not continuing that tradition. And when you're reenacting
stuff. Well, no, we actually have a group that's coming up here called the Mojave Mule Skinners. And one of our members used to be with them, and he's been with them for 25 years, more or less. And he went to his first meeting, and he had brand new clothes on. Everything was just clean and nice, and they're kind of famous for their scroungy outfits. And they took him and threw him in a mud puddle, made him roll around in it before they let him perform because he was too clean.
Well, he's not authentic.
Not authentic. Well, you know, you've got to think about what it was like in those days. You, if you were a man, you wore a vest, you wore a long sleeve shirt, you wore probably wool pants, and you wore a wool or canvas jacket all the time. And if you were in Phoenix, it was probably black dress clothes, and you were out in 115-degree weather in that, you can imagine what they smelled like.
I don't really have to imagine because I'm from Yuma, Arizona, mm-hmm. originally, and I reenacted, and yeah, you know, I was like, did I have to grow up in the desert?
That's right. Grow up in the desert, and if you reenact and you do it right, you get very much into the authentic style clothing, the firearms. Our period we reenact is 1866 to 1892, and so we get rid of the Civil War stuff, and basically it's the Indian War era and the cowboys, outlaws type of a thing. And so our women try to do the clothing as all the way from the bottom end up. They do the full underpinnings, the 2 or 3 layers of slips, and the full corsets and everything else. And the guys basically try to look a bit like a cowboy of the Old West. We use period-correct firearms, period-correct clothes, and we try to reenact things that actually happened as much as we can, which is a little different from some other groups. Unfortunately, a lot of the reenactments can't be done exactly the way that they were done because you'd end up chasing somebody down the street on horseback shooting at them, and that happened here in Prescott. We'll be doing on Sunday morning a skit called Shootout in Prescott that is the only documented live gunfight that really happened here, and it was involved a lot of people. It involved the sheriff or the town marshal, which was James M. Dodson. It involved a group of people that included Virgil Earp, and they had two people that came into one of the saloons down here and were recognized by Colonel McCall, who was buried over in one of our cemeteries here. And they went to arrest them because they were wanted for murder in Texas, ended up in a running gun battle, ended up all the way up in Granite Creek. Now, we do that, but we don't do the running down the street shooting at each other, and we try to make it a little more interesting because what you find in a lot of the historical things is that there's a paragraph in a newspaper that says that this and such happened at such and such a saloon in 1873. The paper doesn't really elaborate. That's your whole clue to history. And unfortunately, the people that were there are all gone. And so when we were writing a reenactment, we write it around that and try to make it as realistic as we can.
Well, and you really do a great job with the realism. And you're not just in your attire for something like the shootout. Laura, they helped out this year with the Bluegrass Festival, did they not?
Yes, they were fabulous partners. They really were a huge help because staff worked so hard and our regular volunteers work so much on the perimeter working and set up and tear down and all the physical labor, and the regulators and their shady ladies were tremendous help to us. Thank you guys. What other community service partners do you have?
Do we have? Mm-hmm. Basically, we work a lot with the city. We are available, I will say, to hire. We have in the past been doing a lot of shows that we put together in places like Sholo and Cave Creek, but we've kind of backed more off to Prescott. And so if anybody is interested, they can call us for things like store openings, or we don't do birthdays anymore because we had a little problem with some of the kids coming over and throwing stuff at us.
What's the number to call you at?
It's 928-499-0699. And it's a lot of fun. It is family entertainment, believe it or not. There's no blood, there's no guts, there's no problem. And they could also go to our website, which is PrescottRegulators.org.
And then the shootout that's this weekend, remind us about that.
Okay, the shootout on Whiskey Row is starting at 8:30 in the morning. There will be 8 groups performing. 4 of them are amateur. 2 of them are professional groups. We have the Arizona Gunfighters. We have Dr. Buck and the Wild Bunch. And the other group is semi-professional, which is the Prescott Regulators. We'll be performing both days. We'll have over 20 vendors. We've got a food court with 4 or 5 food trucks. It's just a really good time. It's a really unique thing to have in downtown because what it is it is free.
It's free. I was about it's to say, free. I was like, I'm about to ask a question every parent wants to ask. What's the cost?
Yes, there's no cost, and we'll have lots of entertainment for the kids. They'll get to see things that they only see on TV, but the difference is they get to see what happens with the actors after, like they really stand up. You know, we do have the occasional question that comes up from one of the kids. They almost always somebody asks us if we use real bullets, and we have to answer that we'd only be able to do it once.
That's true. Well, Neil, I want to thank you for coming in and thank you for dressing up in your regulator attire. And again, folks, you have to see this. And unfortunately, you have to see it in person. And what better way than to come to the shootout? So I want to thank you, Neil, again. And I want to thank you, everyone here, for listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. 4 decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm not Sherry Heine. I'm no director of any chamber, but we really wish her well. She's with her daughter having a baby. Her daughter's having a baby, not Sherry. She's going to be a grandma, and I've got her right-hand man, Laura Warnay with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, is my right-hand. For how are you doing, Laura?
I'm doing groovy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've wanted to come back for such a long time, and really, I who would have thought I just had to wait until Sherry's daughter would get pregnant and need to have a child, and then Sherry had to go and be there for her, and that's
maybe we should
kind of an extreme
now.
Thing, but let's let's move away from that and let's talk about our guests. Who are our next guests, Laura?
Our next guest is from Southwest RV Adventures. We have Pete Briggs and Mark Kroll. Welcome, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for being with us. So tell us a little bit about yourselves. We'll start with you, Pete.
Well, my name's Pete Briggs, originally from Indiana. Been in the Prescott area for almost 8 years. Stay-at-home dad, which allowed me to jump into bed with Mark on the RVs. Got two kids, married 22 years.
Wonderful. So, yeah. Well, welcome to... How long have we been here, did you say?
Going on our eighth year.
Eighth year, okay. Mm-hmm. And Mark, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, and thanks for having us on. I'm Mark Kroll. Moved here also from Indiana, as a matter of fact, although I didn't know Pete back there. Moved here 16 years ago. Have two kids. In late 2015, we had the germ of an idea, and our kids went to the same schools as Pete's, and we went to the same church. So I talked to him, and the rest is history.
Well, you have to share that history
with
us.
Yeah, tell us about that history.
Yes.
So far, it's a good history.
Yeah, it's a good history.
There you go.
I'm definitely entertained right
Not
now.
Not as far back as the regulators, right?
Yeah. I noticed you didn't come in your attire, but that we'll let that go.
Yeah, I got camping attire.
That's true. You are in camping attire.
All right.
Yeah. There's
awesome.
No life vest.
Well, I'm the face. He's the brains.
Oh, okay. There we go. Well, I'll look at the face, but I'll talk to the brains.
There you go. Pete's a friend of mine, and I thought we had complementary skills. Pete can fix anything. I can't fix much of anything. It seemed to be a good fit. We both had interest in RVs and camping. So in the fourth quarter of 2015, we got started, and started out with one RV, and now we're up to... three that we own, plus a trailer, plus a couple consignment vehicles. And we provide some other services beyond just rentals.
So you're describe exactly the adventure part of the RV, Southwest RV Adventures. Do you rent RVs and people go on their own adventures? Do you have packages? Do you take them on tours? Describe what you guys do.
Well, we don't do anything guided yet. The adventure part of it... is getting the people into the motorhome, getting them acclimated to the motorhome, how to use it, and then sending them on their way, and then maybe helping them in their adventure, where they want to go or what they want
to
do.
So if I was to want to take an adventure, say, to the Smoky Mountains or something really mm-hmm. awesome like that, would you help me plan my trip?
We can do that. We can help you with that. Part of the adventure is also on our end, because we're always having an adventure rescuing people if there's something goes wrong, or that's part of the service that we offer is
24/7. So if I go to the Smoky Mountains, you would drive out there and
well, we not that far, no. But if let's say you're in the Southwest, if you have an issue with your motorhome, we'll get out there to try to address the issue or bring you another motorhome and take that one back. So that's part of what we do is just give outstanding service.
Wonderful. And go ahead.
And that's one of the things that I wanted to do in setting up the business, and Pete's been really instrumental in helping us do that, is provide a different level of service. While the vehicle, pun intended, to deliver the service is a recreational vehicle, it's really the service that we think is going to separate us. I don't want to have – Prescott's a small town, as everybody knows – and I don't want to have to sell the same customer twice. So when you're on your first adventure, come next year, when you decide your next adventure, I don't want you thinking about who am I going to contact to rent my RV from. I want you focused on where are we going. And we're a straightforward, simple approach in that where one price fits all, it's not X number of dollars a day to rent the RV, and oh, you wanted to have linens. Well, that's a few extra dollars a day. Or you wanted to have kitchenware or whatever. We assume you want all that stuff. And we also assume that you're not interested in nitpicking on your vacation. We want you in a vacation state of mind.
Right.
We let Mark and Pete worry about the little details.
Yep, that's what we do.
Yeah. I always say, that's future Rob's problem. So I can be like, that's Mark and Pete's problem.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, we like to We like to make it so that when you go out in the motorhome, you feel like it's yours. You're not traveling in a fiberglass billboard with somebody else's name on it.
There's a lot of stress when you're when you rent the RV and then it's completely empty. So as a person going on a trip and trying to plan, mm-hmm. you have to figure out, do we have all the bedding? Do we have all the towels? Do we right. have all the condiments or whatever? It just seems like, or dishes, and it just seems like a lot of stress.
And that's what we like to do, is eliminate the stress. When the person gets there, we make them comfortable. Say, everything you need's here. If there's something you do need that we haven't provided, go buy it. We'll reimburse you. Or if they think of something when we deliver it. For example, yesterday a gentleman was taking out a trailer, and he didn't have a grill. So we just grabbed a grill out of one of the motorhomes. Yeah, here, go ahead. You know, we didn't charge him for it. I mean, you know, we could have charged him $20 a day. But
right.
it's about the experience of being comfortable and happy and stress-free, and just go have fun. And if anything happens, we'll fix it.
How long does a typical client rent an RV?
I did some stats on last year, and it was an average of 9 days.
Oh.
So we have people, there's a 3-day minimum, and we've had people rent them for all the way up to a month.
Great.
Now, is the 3 days, is that from like when I pick it up to when I drop it off?
It's like really 3 nights, kind of like a hotel.
Right.
So if you're in it overnight, that constitutes a day.
I was going to say, this sounds a lot like how I feel very secure when I'm in a hotel on a vacation, except I'm in the wilderness, most likely, where I'm not comfortable, and hoping that I have everything. But with you guys and RV Adventures, it seems like I do.
Yeah, both of our numbers are available to the customer. We let them know in advance. When you get there, it's not if something goes wrong, it's when. It's like owning a boat.
Right.
Something's going to break on your trip, whether it's a water faucet or your generator won't start. It's just, you know, it's how we address it. We get out there, even if it's at midnight, we'll get out there to make sure that things are taken care of.
Yeah, that's I always tell people whenever they let me, you know, like, for example, go host a show for them, I always tell them that something's going to go wrong, but that they just need to be secure and safe, that it's in the right hands. And we've got two right hands right here with Mark and Pete. So,
and I think that's an opportunity in any relationship, whether it's personal or business relationship, to show your stripes. It's real easy when everything's roses and you're on the honeymoon stage. But what happens when the train's in the ditch? Do we start finger pointing and worried about protecting our profit margin? Or is it about taking care of the client, and the rest will take care of itself?
Well, we thank you. And being in this community, I think Prescott, and specifically the Prescott Chamber, we all take care of everybody. Is that right?
I agree. And
yeah.
I think a business like yours, with your standards, your integrity, will shine through and give people that nudge toward your business, as opposed to a bad experience they had elsewhere. So,
right, thank you.
We're pleased to be new members, and look forward to great things.
Thank you. So, did you visit with Todd, or when? Yeah. Okay. Great.
We both visited with Todd. I've coached with Todd in football. So
okay.
I didn't realize, I didn't put the names together, and I walked in. I was like, it's you. So yeah. I already
Small
knew
town.
Todd. Yeah.
Small
so
town. Yep,
it
yep.
was it was really good to see him, sure. A familiar face.
Yeah, we got a little bit more time. You just said that you know Todd from coaching football. What other kind of activities do you guys do in the communities?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where have I seen you before?
We support local schools, whether it's charter schools or district schools. A lot of times maybe there's an auction or something like that, and we'll auction off a weekend in an RV, which does not come cheaply. We also support Big Brothers Big Sisters in the same fashion. I was a former Big Brother. My wife was on the board of Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's a big deal. Again, pun intended. And Pete will talk a little bit about some of the discounts we offer.
He just hyped you up, Pete. Go at it.
Thanks, Mark. So we do offer a lot of discounts, and we offer first responder discounts. We offer military discounts. First responder could be police, fire, mm-hmm. anybody like that. And we also for Prescott Little League this year. My son was in Little League, so at the end of the season, we offered everybody in Little League a discount, and then any of the revenues that were generated from that, we would give a percentage back to the Little League. So we try to get creative in, you know, how we interact with the community.
Well, I'm sure the community really appreciates your support, and our actual next guest is the interim executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona, another great organization mm-hmm. that helps our community and
kids.
Yeah, kids, and mm-hmm. we appreciate you guys helping those that help kids and everybody else. Like, it's again, we're one big unit, and yep. we all do our parts. And yeah.
My question kind of ties into that.
Just there you go.
What's your most rewarding aspect of what you do?
It's, and I don't want to be too soapy here, but it's helping people have safe family fun. We enjoy it. We think other people enjoy it. And it's we go beyond a little bit beyond rentals. If you want to buy an RV, we'll help you find one that meets your deal. We'll help you negotiate it. We'll help you evaluate it. If you have a parts for an RV that you can't find, we'll help you find those parts. We'll give the benefit of ours experience to people that are new in the RV world.
Great.
And the most rewarding for me is when we take one of the motorhomes to somebody's house. We do delivery also. We'll deliver to people's homes and help them set up. Is when they open the door and the kids get in and they're running around and they're exploring and you can see the joy on their face and, you know, that they're going to go have an adventure. And I mean, I really love that when, you know, and I show them around and I show them above the cab where they can climb up there in a ladder and just show them all the fun stuff to do and just put everybody at ease and, you know, just go have fun and don't worry about it.
Yeah. That's great. So if I wanted to be put at ease, how would I get a hold of you guys? Give us your contact information.
Well, our website is southwestrvfun.com, and then we also have a local number you can call at 928-300-4805, and you can go onto our website. You can book on our website. You can reserve on our website. You can look at all of the units that we have, and then call the number if you have any questions, and we're always available.
Well, great. Thank you for coming in. And again, that number for them is 928-300-4805, southwestrvfun.com. Thank you guys for coming in. And again, thank you for listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities, and so are music and the arts. For years, I had the distinct pleasure to sing and act on stage for the old Prescott Fine Arts Association, now Prescott Center for the Arts. So it's a natural that Olson's supports the arts and encourages you to attend the 32nd Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, August 8th, 9th, and 10th. As in the past, it'll be held at the beautiful Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. If you've never been, you have to do it. The talent on display
play both poetically and musically is awesome. The performers magically put a human face on ranch life because they live it. It's amazing how much sense they make. Last year, over 3,000 folks attended. They came from the Prescott area, other parts of Arizona, surrounding states, and as far away as the East Coast. For tickets and info on free-to-the-public day sessions, go to azcowboypoets.org. And remember, folks, good enough just isn't.
We're KQ&A.
AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Good afternoon, I'm Gregory Scott with a quick check of news and weather on the talk of the Quad Cities. Brought to you this hour by Affinity RV. Much needed rain is helping in the fight against the more than 7,500 acre cellar fire, now reported at 58% containment. The fire burning 16 miles south of Prescott is posing a small threat to structures and will continue to be monitored by air. Aerial patrol flights have observed smoke coming from the fire in interior hotspots near Indian Creek drainage. Darren McCollum with the National Weather Service and Flagstaff explains flash flood chances are increased in areas where there have been massive wildfires like this one.
It burns everything away, all the vegetation, plus it creates a layer on the ground that tends to shed water very readily. It's especially prone to runoff immediately after a fire, so that's what we're concerned about.
McCollum says they are keeping an eye on another blaze burning in northern Arizona, the Museum Fire, to determine the potential for future flash flooding.
This is the first time that we've got a heavy rain on the fire that will be able to see what exactly that means, but typically it means heavy runoff down any wash or basin that extends from that area.
Museum Fire, which began Sunday, has burned over 1,400 acres north of Flagstaff. The city of Prescott will not be regulating sober living homes anymore.
The state of Arizona, through the Department of Health Services, has taken over regulation, and as of September 30th, all Arizona cities and counties won't have regulatory authority over sober living homes. Prescott City Councilman Phil Good explains there are some concerns over this change.
Regarding staffing and how prompt the state can respond to complaints and things like that. So we'll watch it closely, and we do have a number of stakeholders that are willing to join with us if we need to have legislative corrections made.
Good says residents need to be aware of the new rules for group homes for people recovering from addiction.
The new regulations are going into effect, and any corrections or homes that are not properly licensed or operating, we need to hear from the residents if those situations are occurring.
Yesterday, the Prescott City Council unanimously repealed the Sober Living Homes Regulation Ordinance. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Your KQ&A weather forecast for Prescott in the Verde Valley. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms on into the evening. 40% chance of rain. 50% chance on Thursday. 63 tonight in Prescott. 69 in the Verde Valley. With a high of 87 tomorrow in the Prescott area. 98 in Cottonwood. That's your forecast coming up. More of Talk of the Town. I'm Gregory Scott for AM 1130 and 99.9 FM. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at KQ&A.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gals arrived. And thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm not Sherry Heine, not the director of the Chamber of Commerce. I'm Robert Milligan with the, I can say now, the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona. And I am here with somebody from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. My co-host is Laura Warnay. Hey, Laura.
Hello.
And who is our next guest? It's so weird that I mentioned the Boys and Girls Club. I don't know why. Who's our next guest exactly?
I think we're going to say Nicole Kennedy with the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona.
So welcome, Nicole. Am I saying that right?
You are. Thanks for having me, Rob and Laura.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for coming. So the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona, what exactly is the area that the... It's Central Arizona. Most places, it's very specific to a town or a location. And Central Arizona, kind of, what does that all encapsulate?
That's true. It's kind of a running joke because Central Arizona could be contrived as Phoenix. And I'm sure they might like to have our name, but we have it. And we really cover the Quad Cities and four locations. So Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and we also have a multimedia club at Prescott High School.
I'm familiar with some of those things. I'm actually I'm very lucky to get to do the summer program for Chino Valley Boys and Girls Club. So what other kind of activities have we been having during the summer with the other clubs?
They have had a lot of fun with camp all summer. They have different themes each week, and so they'll do things like barbecues and water wars and learn about different topics each week just to keep them engaged and keep their brains fresh, but still be able to have fun throughout the summer.
Get them prepared and ready for the coming school year.
Yeah, definitely. I do have a little bit of sympathy, though, for our staff because they work some long hours during the summertime.
With high energy kids.
So they're, we've got, depending on the location, anywhere from 60 to 90 to 100 kids a day. And the staff are there during the summertime from 7:30 until 6. So if you want to do something like a pay it forward kindness gesture in the community, you could bring the staff some cookies or something for all the hard work they do.
Say that again.
Bring our staff some cookies or something sweet, you know?
Just give us a hug if you see us. Because, you know, some of us have to do all of that, and then some of us have to do all of that, and then go host a radio show on a Wednesday.
We get to host a radio show.
We do.
That's right.
Now, what are the ages that are available? Because I see you got a little guy right here, but he's not quite old enough to go to a Boys and Girls Club. Why is that?
That's true. We serve ages 6 through middle school at the Prescott and Prescott Valley Clubs. And then we have teens, which are middle school through high school in Chino Valley and at the Prescott. Prescott High School, I should say. So, yeah, Grayson is here with me today. He's my little guy who's only 5.
Oh, no, he's not here today, folks.
He's not.
She mistaken. She feels like he's here because he's here with her every day in her heart. So tell us about some of the other kind of involvement that the Boys and Girls Club does in the community.
Well, really, a lot of things that we do are involving partnerships in the community to bring more collaboration and for programs. You know, the more that we can work with others, the more that we can take our kids outside the classroom walls and engage and inspire them in other ways. I would say a really fun one we've been doing most recently is hiring you.
That's true. Yeah. Feel free to talk.
I vote for Rob.
About that. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun, if I can, with the Chino Valley kids. We've gotten to go to the Yavapai Humane Society Equine Center. We had a drone instructor come in and give presentations. We've had lots of presentations and activities going out, and every single time the kids are they're so excited. They're like, I never thought I'd get to do this, and I get to do this summer, and I'm going to tell all my friends, and they're going to be super jealous. And I think that's what we try and do at the Boys and Girls Club is give them opportunities that they normally don't get to experience. Like, I'm as somebody at the club, I'm super jealous that they got to do this when they were a kid, and I didn't get to do anything like that, except for the time that I went to the Boys and Girls Club when I was younger.
That's okay, true. His enthusiasm level just changed. Is he the biggest kid out there? Does he really let them play? Or are you?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to tell if I actually work at the Boys and Girls Club or if I'm just another kid at the Boys and Girls Club.
Which is one of the coolest things about working for the clubs, because, you know, there's so much fun and it's so rewarding for sure.
And one of the larger events that they do in the community is the Dancing for the Stars event. And I know this past year, because I helped run it, almost all of the work behind the scenes during the event were done by Boys and Girls Club kids. The teens over at Prescott High School helped out, and they directed the show, they directed the stream, and they did a pretty good job.
I don't know if the average Prescott person knows that.
I don't think most Prescott people know that. Yeah.
So the students, the high school students.
The high school students were running the person
backstage.
Who was directing backstage, the person who was directing the show, calling the cues, making sure that everything ran on time, was a 17-year-old high school student. The person who was live streaming the event for the people that weren't lucky enough to come watch it live in the theater, he was a Prescott High School student. That's what I love about the Boys and Girls Club, Nicole, is that we, like I said, we provide that opportunity to do stuff that they normally wouldn't get to do, including building a skill that they didn't even know that they had to the point where they might be able to do it as a profession.
Absolutely. And that was one of the coolest things I got to hear last year was we were on location to shoot a video with several of the kids that are in the program. And I don't get to know them as personally as Rob gets the chance to know them. And so I was asking him, what do you want to do when you grow up? And every single one of them said, this, I want to be in media.
Wow.
Yeah.
And nowadays with technology, you don't have to wait until you grow up. You can do it now as a kid and learn the skills. And these kids are amazing. They're better than I am, and they've been doing this for only a couple of years, and I've been doing it for their entire life. And they're just amazing.
Well, it sounds like you have a knack for helping them find their niche and making them feel comfortable in their element.
They get excited, and then I get excited because they're excited. So, Nicole, what's the most rewarding aspect of your job at the Boys and Girls Club?
I would say having come from the for-profit world and going into the not-for-profit world, it is intrinsically rewarding to be able to work for a cause that's greater than yourself. And for me personally, I can't think of a cause that's better than the future of our community, than the kids. So it's a blessing to be there, really.
So could you give some specifics, speak to that in a specific example?
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't get to work one-on-one with them, but I do get to hear a lot of stories. And you know, one thing that we're trying to be more conscientious of as a team is sharing those stories. And so, you know, when our staff that do work with the kids every single day, sometimes it's just kind of in their minds, like they don't realize how valuable the content is because it's just their everyday. But the powerful relationships that they establish there in the clubs with the kids, you know, we have kids that have been going there for years. And for our team and our staff that have been there for quite a long time, it's like a home away from home for them. It's an extra family that they wouldn't have otherwise. And so being able to explore these different opportunities and clubs and activities alongside with staff that really care about them and their future is just really an amazing thing.
Yeah, that is rewarding. Wow.
Yeah, we try and showcase a lot of the activities and fun things that we do at the Boys and Girls Club on our social media pages, our Facebook pages. I always like sending Nicole the photos and the videos of the different activities and getting her response of it just alone from that. And so if you haven't – so, Nicole, actually, you tell us if I want to know more about some of the activities that have been going on over the summer – at the Boys and Girls Club, is there a place where I can maybe see content or something like that?
Absolutely. Rob does help a little bit with our content, I'd say.
Just a scotch,
yeah. So you can follow us on Facebook, and I would encourage you to do that. And that is BG for Boys and Girls, CC, and then AZ for Arizona. That's our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, which is the same, bgccaz.org. You can sign up for our newsletters. We share content about monthly. We don't want to overwhelm people with the amount of emails we already get, but just sharing stories about what happens every day in the clubs. We highlight a program, and it really helps you to understand better about what goes on behind the doors. But we'd also encourage you, if you're really interested in getting involved, to reach out, and we can always give you a tour and get you more involved as a volunteer in all kinds of ways.
And if I've got a kid that's in between the ages that you have there, you know, me and my shady lady, if we had a child and we wanted them to come to the club, we would do that same thing. We'd go to the website and,
yep,
and learn the information.
Yeah, you can download our membership application right on the website.
And when do the, since we're basically coming out of the summer, when does the fall programs at the BGCCAZ begin?
They're starting in August, so you can sign up right now. It's a good time because we do fill up fast. We do still have spots available, but it goes quickly, and more than likely we'll end up on a wait list at the Prescott and Prescott Valley clubs.
Okay, great. So we got one more minute. Anything else you want to give us?
Definitely. I want to talk about our Chino Valley open house that's coming up.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
That is.
Rob's going to be a part of it.
I am.
So we wanted to showcase all the fun things that we've done. We really kind of reopened the Chino Valley Teen Center this summer with Rob and Don in the club. And they've, like he mentioned earlier, they've done a wide variety of things. And there's just so much need, we realize, in the community. But it's always, you know, the early start of growing a new program. We really want to get the word out to the community about this opportunity so that we can get more teens engaged, get more parents engaged. And so on Thursday, August 8th, we have a ribbon cutting and open house. It is at the Chino Valley location, which the addresses are always a little longer out there, 1527 North Road 1 East. And we'll have kind of open house style between 4 to 6, but a formal ribbon cutting ceremony at 4:30 with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Excellent. Okay, so that's great. So August 8th, come on out, say hi to me, and learn more about the Chino Valley Boys and Girls Club and the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona, just in general. And Nicola, I want to thank you for coming on here and seeing me for, I'm sure, not the first time today, or talk to me, and meet Laura, and we really welcome you for being here.
Yes, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was our pleasure. And we want to thank you again for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99 FM in Prescott, 95.5 in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We got one more segment. Let's learn about all the events at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Coming up, we'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Now there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Central Arizona, and Laura and I were just talking during the break how excited I was in that last segment. Because here's the thing about it is, Laura, when you love what you do and you get to do what you love, you get animated, you get excited.
And it's awesome to see that happening for you.
And I think you're about to get animated and excited to talk about all the different events that we've got going on at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
There's a lot of good stuff going on. So first of all, what's big that's appealing to our members for sure is in August we have our Women in Business Luncheon at the Haciampa Inn, and that's on August 14th at 11:30. And the women who attend, it's always a sold-out event, so please go to prescott.org and make your reservation. Our keynote speaker is the one and only Sanford Cohen. And
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
He is with Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
That name sounds familiar.
I know. Again, we're just in a zone here. So he will be our keynote speaker, and he has a very interesting topic, and I invite the ladies who are available on the 14th of August to attend. Secondly, Coffee Connect is at Capital Canyon Club this year on August 21st at 7:30 in the morning. It's our morning mixer event, and it's really a unique event for the chamber that has become an absolute favorite and very popular event. People show up by 7:30 in the morning. It's speed networking. It's like speed dating, but better. You actually get results. And you have to leave the event with some appointments and have made some connections with some really great other chamber member and businesses. So it's a neat opportunity. And then that is on, again, August 21st at 7:30 at Capital Canyon Club. Our big arts and crafts show is Labor Day weekend. It's called Fair on the Square. It's at the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza. And again, it's all weekend long. The arts and crafts exhibits are on the plaza, so take your time, come downtown, do a staycation in Prescott, patronize our local businesses, our restaurants, our shops, and enjoy the plaza booths, all the different vendors.
And this event is free, right?
It is free, absolutely. So is Coffee Connect. The only event I should have mentioned also that has a cost is Women in Business Luncheon. And lastly, I'm just going to roll out the carpet right now for it. We have in September on the 14th, Farm to Table is coming back. Our third annual Farm to Table at Mortimer Farms. It's usually sells out very quickly. So again, make your reservation. We have a kids table. Due to popular demand after last year's Farm to Table event, please know that there will be adult hay rides as well. And we're going to have wine and beer tasting. Last year was just wine tasting. This year will also be beer. Everything is made and custom prepared for us by Mortimer Farms. So the Mortimers are amazing people. They do everything to make this a successful event, and we love Farm to Table. And again, that is September 14th at Mortimer Farms. It's a Saturday.
And we'll probably you'll be hearing about that every single time we have Talk of the Town here, because that's one of our...
I sure hope so.
I hope so,
it
too, as well.
It is so exciting. So anyway, this is the first time we're mentioning it officially.
So if I want to learn anything about any of these events, how do I contact the Prescott Chamber?
You can call me. I'm Laura at 445-2000 and visit prescott.org.
All right, do that, everyone. And don't forget, we got the shootout this weekend. And to learn more about the Southwest RV Adventures and the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona. But I want to thank you again for listening to Talk the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. See you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.